Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Bikurim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'truma imaiser, we have certain dinim that apply to truma, and maiser, maiser being maiser sheni, masha enkein b'bikurim, that you don't have by bikurim. First, shatruma v'maiser oisrim es hagoyrim. Basically, what that means is, once you finish working with the tvua on the threshing floor, the tvua becomes also until you separate trumas imaisers. There's no such thing by bikurim. There's nothing that you can't eat until you separate bikurim. Goyrin is the place where the Baalim organize the tvua and they pile it up after everything else is finished, like the threshing and the wind shoveling. That's when it becomes tevel and it's aser be'achila. Different peiris have different shiurim, what's called nigmru malachne. But at one point, you can no longer eat from it until you separate trumas imaisers. Weiter, another difference between truma and maaser that bikurim doesn't have is v'yesh lehem, truma and maaser sheni have a shear. Truma has a shear midrabanan. Midrais that is basically no shear. One chita, one wheat, can patter an entire pile. But the rabanan gave a shear. They said an average person should give 1/50. Maaser sheni has a shear. That's why it's called maaser, 10%. After you separate truma and maaser rishon, you have to give 10% of what's left. But by bikurim, there's no shear at all. Not even midrabanan as to how much you have to bring. Weiter. V'nehagim b'chala peiros. Truma and maaser are by all peiros. Whereas bikurim is only by the shivas haminim. Vayter zok mishnah b'fnei abayis u shaloi b'fnei abayis. Truma and maaser is whether the beis hamikdash is standing or, unfortunately, it's not. Even though some say without a beis hamikdash, the chiyuv truma and maaser is only midrabanan, but akopanim there is a chiyuv. Bikurim is only when there's a beis hamikdash. Pasuk says very clearly, there's no mizbeach, there are no bikurim. Vayitra says the Mishnah uve yarisin, uve chachayrois, uve sakrikain, uve gazlan. We already explained this earlier. Yarisim are people that work on a field, they're called sharecroppers. They get a certain percentage of what's going to grow. Chachayrois are basically the same thing, except they get a set amount. It's not a percentage of what's going to grow. Sakrikin were murderers. And they would say, well, give us your karka and we won't kill you. Gazlan is stam someone who steals karka. Now, all these people, even though the field is not technically theirs, but they can't eat the food, no one can eat the food until Trumas Yemaisa is separated. That's not the case by Bikurim. By Bikurim, the Pasuk makes it very clear. It has to be from your land. If it's not your land, there's no Bikurim. So, Sakta Mishnah. Harayelu, these are the things that are no egg. Betruma Meiser, by Truma Meiser Sheni, Masha Ein came to Bikurim that you don't have by Bikurim. Once again, the first difference was Truma and Meiser. Turn on a green light. In other words, at one point when it's Nigmru Malachta, you cannot eat from the food until you separate Truma and Meiser Sheni. There's no such thing by Bikurim. Truma and Meiser Sheni have a shear how much you have to give, Bikurim does not. Truma and Meiser Sheni are by all pay rice. Bikurim is only by the Shivas Aminim. Truma and Meiser Sheni are regardless whether the Beis Hamikdash are standing or not, even though some say when there's no Beis Hamikdash it's Midrabanan, but still there's a Chiyuv. There is no Chiyuv of Bikurim if the karka is not yours. On the other hand, even if someone is working, whether with Rishus or without Rishus, on someone else's karka, there still is a Chiyuv of Trumas Imaisris. Maybe interesting to note, when we say Trumas Imaisris are by all Peirois, so if you take a look at the Batanura says midrabanan, and Bikurim is only by the Shivas Aminim. What does the Batanura mean that Trumas Imaisris are only by all Peirois midrabanan? The odd Rishonim that hold, and by the way, a very impressive list of Rishonim, that includes the Rash, Rashi, Tosfos, the Minat Torah, the Chi of Trumas and Maisris, is only from grain, grapes, and olives, or what comes out of them. Apples and oranges, the Chi is only Midrabanan. Clearly the Batanura has that Shita. He says, Nehagam Echala Peiris Midrabanan. However, the Shita of the Rambam is, they're all Peiris, including apples and oranges. In other words, not just grain, grapes, and olives. The Rambam holds all peiros are mechuyev in truma umaiser midi uraisa. It's only by vegetables that there's a chi of just midrabanan. So it could be, take a look here in the Melecha Shleimer, that according to the Rambam, when our Mishnah says, when they hagam mechala peiros, the Mishnah is referring to fruits of a tree, where according to the Rambam, any kind of fruit that grows on a tree in Eretz Yisrael is mechuyev min ha-Torah in truma simaisers.